This is the planning board meeting for September 24th, 2025. We're going to stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
I'm going to do a roll call. Kimberly Smith?
Here.
Anna Padula?
Here.
Tony DeSantis?
Here.
Debbie Friend?
Here.
So, this copy excused, please. So,
Debbie Gable is excused. Katrina Zambron is excused. Jared Buckner
is not present. Before we turn it over to Chair Smith, I just want to make a quick up. Oh, here's Mr. Buckner now. I'm going to hold for Mr. Buckner. That's okay. We started. For the record, Buckner is in attendance. Mr. Buckner is in attendance. Before we get started, I'm Scott Clark from the Department of Development Assistance. Scott Hayes, Steve Balin, Christy Cooper. The reason that I'm giving our names is we're sitting in council chambers. For those who are unfamiliar, there's nameplates in front of us here that have the names of the council members. We are not the council members. So as we identify ourselves in conversation, we will say our names again. But we are not the city council members, nor should we be the city council members. The second thing I want to say is if there's anybody here to speak from the public on the site plans, we need to keep in mind what this board is. This is the planning board. So their job is to look at the site plan in relation to city code. This is not the city council. This is not a court of law. This is not anything to do with anything other than site plan as it pertains to city code. So any comments and other information should be from the public, should be specific to those points, no more, no less, please. With that said, Ms. Smith.
Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions or need clarification or anything?
No.
So I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Friend motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And the first item on the agenda is from Kevin Kirk from Uniland Development, and it is for 2 Steel Workers Way.
So,
yes, if you could identify yourself.
Director of Planning Design with Uniland Development. Here tonight asking for approval for a new tenant at 2 Steel Workers Way at Renaissance Commerce Park. Buildings there, 8 Donut Street is full. 2 Steel Workers Way, we're fortunate enough to now be filling it with a 65,000 square foot tenant. The tenant name is Agroplastics. Agroplastics designs, manufactures, and distributes plastic products mostly used for agricultural purposes. So it took me a while to kind of figure out a little bit about what they do, but basically they're making plastic products like pens, rubber floors, mats, troughs, bins for livestock, different farming equipment. Space will be used for production of those materials. They'll have 3 large rotor molding process, and they have 3 of these. They'll have some racking for the storage of the materials when it's done. And then they'll have a shipping area and a small 1,000 square foot office area. They'll have 32 employees at the facility, operations that will run 5 days a week, 24 hours a day, so they'll have 3 shifts. There will be times where it will go 24/7, even on weekends, depending on their workload and what the production is. Just for a quick, because it helped me just to know a little bit about the rotor molding, which is a rotational molding. It's a plastic manufacturing process used to make hollow parts by rotating molds in an oven and then cooling them down. I have some pictures if anybody wants to see what that stuff looks like. Are not any questions?
I'd like to see some pictures.
Yeah, I figured that would be helpful if you want to know kind of what they.
And Kevin, to that point, are there emissions, gases, other things that?
So it did, it'll produce some noise and odors, but generally speaking, it's non-hazardous. And they conform to all requirements for that kind of production. Ventilation will be properly ventilated through the building, so there's no concerns there.
Can I piggyback off that real quick?
choke with the emissions and everything. So is it like a exhaust or something that would go out into the air, or is it just from the machines? I don't know if the machines are connected per se to like an exhaust thing.
The machines will be exhausted. I don't know if they're direct exhausts or whether they're within and then exhausted out. I don't know exactly. Sometimes they do both from what I've read.
Okay.
But there will be an exhaust system to take that out.
Kind of plastic, probably urethane, probably.
Yeah, it's resins and stuff. Just to kind of show you what
just to kind of show you what they produce. It's smaller, you know. And then as far as the machinery itself, I got a good picture to kind of show you what this is. This probably doesn't do it a ton of justice, but that's the plan view of what it looks like. Care to see that? That's a little bit of a 3D shot there, so you kind of see it's big. I mean, these are you're looking at a 20-foot diameter,
right?
At least. There's three of those in the space. So, I mean, I think the biggest concern is probably just emissions and odors, and they've promised us that will not be an issue.
Slide City Development, Kevin, for the board's benefit, there is an existing tenant in the building, KPM Exceptional. Is there any encroachment of this proposed agroplastics business into the operation of KPM Clean Break?
No, we have an existing tenant demising wall. It's fully rated, full height. There is no transfer of any emissions or odors into that tenant space. It's all handled separately.
Thank you.
Debbie Friend, I'm just wondering, number 20, it says that the property has been the subject of ongoing or completed for hazardous waste, and the yes box was checked?
Mm-hmm. It's a brownfield cleanup site.
Okay.
And that was all addressed.
Okay.
Continues to be addressed.
Okay.
Yeah. Clarkman Development, Debbie, again, this is in Renaissance Commerce Park. So the answer to those questions will always be yes.
Okay.
Because of not only the remediation that existed to allow the Uniland buildings and Magic Eraser to be there,
yeah.
But we're currently in a due diligence phase with a really large project that would be to the north of the Uniland buildings.
Okay.
And if that comes to fruition, there would be more, you know, ground disturbance and remediation against that. So that answer will always be yes, simply because it's in an ongoing brownfield cleanup area.
Okay.
Mr. Kirk, I have a question. Kim Smith. Or two questions. So I want to know, you did say that it's going to be some noise that is produced. So I want to know if you can expound on that. And then also, as far as the flammable, I would imagine the materials are flammable. So is there fire suppression in the building?
Okay. Yes, that's a good question. That has an existing fire suppression system, so no concerns there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as the noise, I can't say I'm fully familiar with that process, but we did have the tenant put a tenant use letter that was submitted as part of our application. And the way they said it was they could quote them by saying, while the manufacturing process may produce some operational noise and mild odor associated with heating plastic resin, these are non-hazardous and will be managed in accordance with standard industry practices. So, you know, and I can always say too, as an owner of the building, we're sensitive to that. We have adjacent tenants.
Mm-hmm.
So if that were ever to become an issue, we would address it.
Again, Clark from Development, I think, again, for the board's benefit, if you could articulate, is if you look at the Magic Eraser factory, that's a noisy factory, but if you're standing outside the factory, you don't know that there's anything going on in there.
Yeah.
So the assumption is that if there's noise contained,
that's correct.
The noise would not necessarily be audible on the outside.
That's correct.
As far as emissions, EPA would be involved in if there was any problems with emissions.
I'm just nervous.
No, I get it.
When you're trying to go, we don't want that. Yeah, okay.
I mean, if it reassures you, they have a couple facilities throughout. They have one in Grassy, Ontario, and
mm-hmm.
one in Sydney, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no concerns. They haven't had any issues
mm-hmm.
in any of those facilities.
Is there any vacations on there one time?
No.
And they've been around for 30 years.
We're just, it's so. Just that some of us are, we remember the previous tenant, which was Bethlehem Steel.
Sure.
So when you talk about emissions, some of us are old enough to remember the emissions that were coming out for that. So that's why we just always ask that question.
Mr. Clark's point is very legitimate.
Yeah.
It is contained.
Yeah. Thank you.
And for clarity, there's emissions in the magic eraser factory, mm-hmm. too, but they're all contained. The smells are within sites and all within DEC and EPA
mm-hmm.
guidelines for those sites. So mm-hmm. I respect it, but mm-hmm. I think it's
things are different now.
I think this is also why that site is being utilized in this mm-hmm. way, right? This is mm-hmm. the perfect kind of fit.
Did anybody have any more questions? No, so we're good. So we first have to do the negative declaration. So I'll call for a motion for that.
Second, Mona Abdullah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, now that's approved. So now we have to approve the site plan, the submission.
So we did this with the zoning board rather than do the motion to open and close public comment, ask if there's anybody in the audience to speak. If there's nobody, you can bypass that and move right here at.
Okay. Is there anybody that needed to have questions or comments? Or... Okay. So I'll entertain the motion to approve. There's no one here that wants to speak to the issue, nobody from the public.
I'll make the motion. Buckner.
Second, Mona Abdullah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Did you
Thank
want
you.
Copies or I can take that back?
Do you guys have the utility file?
I do not.
You want a copy of the file? I didn't submit. To be honest, I brought it just in case there were questions.
Yeah, if we could have them for the master file, that would be.
Would you want a hard copy? Or want me to email you?
Not a hard copy. Just leave those.
I'm just going to leave.
What I'm referring to is Mr. Kirk has brought a number of exhibits that were not in the original packet that were helpful for the board's knowledge. Those are going to be as we. The final packet since it develops.
I left you a copy. If you want more, I'll email to
that. Awesome. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
You're going.
Well, there's no one the ribbon cutting is my friend.
No, not for now, right? Maybe we'll be back.
I'm sure you will.
Okay, our next agenda item is site plan approval for 1590.
Chuck Clark Developments. That item did not pass the zoning board,
mm-hmm.
so that's off.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, they did not get their variance approved. It was tabled, I should say. So that item is off your agenda for now. You're moving to the 145 Swan Street item. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
That minor relief?
No, you're good.
Okay. Hey everybody, my name is Ian. I have a house at 145 Swan Street. Have you guys read the thing that I wrote about it?
Yeah, I did.
So then, I don't want to be redundant or whatnot. I actually don't remember what I wrote in there. But basically, I just
you need to see it.
No, not really. I guess. Okay. So I have a small shipping container that I've been using as like a shed. It's just a something that I thought looked cool, so I got it instead of shed, but I guess it's against the code, so that's why I'm here. I'm here to ask basically for an exemption from that general rule to just keep using it.
It's the violation for the code, Sanus.
Shipping containers aren't allowed with the planning board, usually with the title.
So where would you put this container?
So I had a
picture in the
future. It's in the back.
Yeah, I had a garage there originally.
It's in the backyard?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, thank you. Member friend, what are you storing in there?
I got a bunch of bikes, so I'm a pretty avid cyclist. So I got bikes, I got a lawnmower, snowblower, bunch of tools, yeah. Just using it like you use, you know, a garage or something.
Mm-hmm.
What are the neighbors? Sanus, is there a neighbor that's been informed or are there any complaints?
We did give them all a letter about this meeting And we have current back as far as I know. I don't know if
there's any more And it's on, this is Kim Smith, it's on a concrete pad where the garage previously was.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and so I'm not able to see it from the street, and I've gone up and down there a few times, and I never noticed it.
If I don't have a car on the driveway, you could see
the door. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was going to say, too, I could maybe, if there's some other alternative solution, if you want me to, like I could put some plants in front of it, or I could build a small wall or something like that.
Have in this is Kim, so the neighbors haven't said anything.
No, I've had it for probably about a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty cool with the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's complained or mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Has it attracted animals?
No, it's actually like super sealed. Like,
okay,
really, yeah,
Buckner. So would you be opposed to maybe fencing it, putting a fence around it, or so?
No, I was thinking about that, like building something to block it from the street. On the other side, there is a fence, and then the other side is like my backyard. So,
I thought I read your proposal that you were willing, you were thinking about fencing it on,
yeah,
along the fence line.
I could do that. Yep.
Right.
I was thinking about, because I got some trees that I got to remove too, so I was thinking about building a fence.
That's the only complaint we got is about the trees on the, like the bushes on the left,
okay,
side of the property.
Yeah.
From the property in front.
Yeah, see, I don't know if it was the trees on the left, or I had like some mint on the right that kind of grew over onto the sidewalk. And that's what the complaint said.
On the left. If you're looking at the house, it's the,
to the left.
Yeah, the trees,
okay,
growing through the fence and then encroaching on the neighboring property.
And it's Steve, this is Kim Smith. Are you talking about the barn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody,
okay,
from there.
All right.
I was complaining about all the bushes
the
all
trees.
The way around, and the other,
okay,
guy on the other side did cut them down, but they were, somebody had mentioned it to me knowing you were coming here today. So,
okay. Yeah. So I'm planning on just taking all of those trees out. And the,
okay,
the, I think there's a fence like buried in
I think there's a fence.
And I'm going to take that out and replace it with like a new
privacy fence or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Santa's question for you guys. So the code says that we have to, this has to be passed to the board through this.
Yeah,
board
any
approved.
Is that just for residential, or is that commercial, residential, and everybody?
Conics boxes or anything like that, even if you're using them for construction, have to be approved by the planning board and given a time limit or something like that.
Clark from development, if you do remember, there was an applicant who I will not state the name because it's irrelevant. Had containers similar to this sitting on their property for an extended period of time as part of a construction project. And there was concerns about that. It was a lot more visible than this one, but being in a residential area, it does require the approval of the board to it's not an acceptable structure as a permanent structure.
This is Abdullah. Do you guys think if we approve this, this would open the door? That's what I'm thinking.
Could possibly,
yeah. Very likely. Because you'd have to, this is Clark to develop, you'd have to achieve consistency, right?
Right.
So, yes, it certainly would open the door.
This is Scott Hayes, Point Enforcement. You guys can ask him if you want, could side it and maybe put a roof on it to make it look like a garage.
Right, Scott.
That's one of the things that he put on here.
Right. Buckner, I was thinking the same thing. So
yeah.
Thanks for mentioning that. So, again, other than putting a fence around it, would you be open to pretty much dressing it up a little bit? And so just by him dressing this up would just kind of make that whole cold go away because
it could possibly, yes. All depends what it looks like when it's done. You know
it would
mean?
Look more residential as opposed to,
exactly.
Right, to industrial, right?
But so, that's what Mr. Jabir put on his application. He said
right.
Maybe put siding or a roof on it.
Right.
So if you put the siding on it that was consistent with the house or, you know, similar color or something, it would blend in and people may not even realize that it's a shipping container.
Yeah, I could definitely do that. I don't want to push back out of respect and everything. I do like the aesthetic of it, which is part of the, you know, the appeal. I know, but
yeah.
One thing that I was kind of thinking to keep that, but also kind of get rid of it, would be if I built a structure that that was higher, like the original size of the garage that was there, mm-hmm. put a roof over that, because then it would turn the rest of the pad that's existing there into like a place that I can make like a patio, basically.
So make like a carport or something?
Basically, yeah. Like, because I've seen, there's a place that I went to, I think it's called Deep South Taco, that they use these to kind of make like an outdoor mm-hmm. dining mm-hmm. spot. Mm-hmm. And then my buddy in East Aurora actually built like a small arcade outside of a bar out of one of these too. So he knows how to incorporate it. I think that's what, you know, you're suggesting. So I was already trying to come up with different solutions that would just mm-hmm. satisfy, you know, you guys, make sure that everything is kosher.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about, can we just table it till he comes up with a plan to make this look a lot more residential, like everybody wants it to be?
Mm-hmm. You do have that prerogative.
Mm-hmm. You
do. Yeah, I don't think putting a carport over it's going to make it any less attractive, honestly.
Well, if I did, so if I blocked off, I'd have to draw it. It might be easier to show you, but I have an idea that basically would make it so that if you looked at it from the street, mm-hmm. it would look like it's a garage. You would mm-hmm. be able to tell. And then if you walk in the backyard, then you see,
Yeah.
So to say this again, I'm sorry. The front's going to end up the same anyways, right? Because you can't cover that. Those are the doors. So, you know, maybe if you get a paint job on it or get rid of all these words, letters and...
Yeah, sorry to get into the nitty-gritty with it, but so you can see it's shorter than the actual pad. So my plan mm-hmm. was to build the if you're facing it, to build the wall that's at the edge of the pad, so I'd still have room to open the doors up, basically. Mm-hmm. So essentially, the existing garage that was there, but instead of seeing the door that would go up, you would just see a wall from mm-hmm. the street, and it would look, I could side it like a house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Clark and Relevant, if I could guide the board, Mr. DeSantis, I think you're on the right trail here. There's been a lot of, I could do this, I could do that, it could look like this, it could look like that. Right now, you're looking at a storage container.
Right. Yeah.
So it's kind of hard for you to visualize all those things. I would say that your request for additional information before making a decision is probably a smart one. But that's the board's decision. I'm just giving you a non-voting member's perspective.
Well, I do know that these are pretty popular.
They are.
Right.
It's happening all over the place. Mm-hmm. But again, in a residential area, you're looking at, you know, could be anything inside that thing.
We got the one guy who has four of them on his property now. You know what I mean? And he just keeps getting more. And we keep writing them up. But, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So see, that's
a slippery slope, you know what I mean?
I'm saying, though, this gentleman came in front of us, but what about that person just ended up putting him on his property?
Thanks. That's why we're right.
And now we're putting him through the ringer here.
And then his is on a concrete pad. I'm thinking that, and this is Kim Smith, I'm thinking that if we did table this, if you were to come back with some sketches or drawings about what it is that you're thinking about, because I think I understand what you still want it to look funky. That little appeal. I got you.
You know what I mean?
But then I also, I'm looking at this, and so I see how the concept you're talking about as far as making a patio, because the concrete pad is like this, and then you have the shipping container like this. So if you put an awning over it, I get it. So if if you wanted to come back with some type of a sketch or drawing or something, especially with what would be viewed from the street, how you plan to camouflage that, that might be a little bit more helpful for us so that we can get a better understanding of how it's going to look.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I should have done that before I came here, so I mm-hmm. apologize about that. But
mm-hmm.
Buckner, I agree with Tony and Ms. Smith here. come with a design or a plan. We'll table it for now. Come with a design. We'll look at it, and at that point in time, we'll make a determination.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta make your motions on all your property.
So is everybody good with tabling it? Yes. Okay. So I'll entertain a motion to table the agenda item.
I'm make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
All right, well, I'll see you guys.
Okay. Get something written up and bring it to code enforcement, and we'll get it in the packet for next. Right?
Okay, so then just take it to the office here, and I'll find out.
Room three.
Okay, cool. Right,
thank you.
Thank you. So what do we want? Set a precedent. We
everybody that wants this has to make
it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, just real quickly off the record, we've got our zoning code update project going on. We'll put this in the file. Yeah. We'll say that here's an example for a commercial zone that's in a residential zone.
Right.
We'll have to see where that fits, but we'll take these
stuff.
Okay. Oh,
all right.
Okay. Our next agenda item is Omar Al-Wabri, and he is with 1769 Abbott Road.
Ms. Smith, I have
Yes, James Vincent, the developer, typist for the development office. The applicant is on the premises.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that he does not have a good command of the English language and he's currently calling out to a relative to come and assist him at his meeting.
Okay, so we can move to the next agenda item and then come back to Mr. Wabry. Okay, so our next agenda item is Colin Hawkins from 1053 Ridge Road and looking to open a martial arts studio.
Evening. Colin Hawkins, 1053 Ridge, here. We could open a small karate dojo. And the application earlier that it's only for a land use variance for 12 parking spots. I believe in the packet as well, I have requested permission to put back in with kids, sunscreen open. 8 parking spots and just looking for the thumbs up to allow street parking for the rest.
So he already got his parking variance. So you're not here for the parking variance, right. You're here for the
site plan. Plan.
Okay. For the layout of the building, you know, what you're going to be doing or stuff like that. Hours of operation, things like that you want to see.
Like, so as far as layout of the building, because there is a storefront currently, I haven't had to do any construction inside. It's a lot of cleaning up, changing, you know, simple things like fixtures, putting up airs, a lot of painting, and hours of operation as of right now, once I open, look for Monday, Wednesday, 4 to 8, but speaking to some of the residents nearby, considering 5 to 9, push that back an hour to allow school buses to go, and Saturday from 9 a.m. to between 12 and 2 p.m.
12 and what?
2 p.m.
Okay. So, Kim Smith, so it's just going to be 3 days a week. Did you say Monday and Wednesday?
That is correct. Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. And that's just a start.
Okay. If,
enrollment hits pretty hard quickly, then I might have to adjust and open up for a day. Hopefully, you know, that's where it is.
Hopefully 6 days, right?
Right.
And is it for adults and children?
That's correct, yes.
Oh.
Buckner, so are you just using the storefront or are you using a whole... Well, because I think there's a house attached to it.
There is a house. I live back there.
You live back there.
Right? I own the property.
Okay.
But as far as the karate school is concerned, just a store.
They should be a music store.
And they used to be.
Before that for us old timers.
Duffy Dance. Yeah.
Right.
And
then, now, where was the flower shop? Either there or next door.
American Garage.
Next door. Okay.
So this has always been the front of the property service business of some sort.
Sans, just no major destruction on the inside, nothing.
Yes.
And so you only adjoining parcel through just west of that, right?
That's
so
right.
On the property and the one next to it.
Yes, sir.
I see someone there.
Do I have any questions?
No.
Concerns, issues? So I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Friend motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes. Motion carried.
And just for the record, there was nobody in the audience to speak on this matter. That's why they moved right to a vote.
You need to get your business registration, clerk's office, room 215, right?
Is that happening right now? Or
no, you got to come across.
Regular.
215, I'll walk through the process. Right.
Good luck.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
James, how are we doing?
James Gibson again, the conflict typist from development. The applicant must have left the premises because security downstairs did not see him. So
when I walked in, he was walking around the stairs on the third floor. Did you know where he's going? Or?
I did check up there and I didn't find him.
Oh, it's not so good.
Kim, just make the motion to table with them.
Okay. Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to table the submission for 1769 Abbott.
Make a motion. Friend motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
First motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.